96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. The rebel stars and bars are coming down or going away across the nation. President Obama uses the N-word and more. We're at the Reporters Roundtable with Deborah Simmons of The Washington Times and George Curry, editor-in-chief of the National Newspaper Publishers Association. Lots to talk about. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Deborah, George, thank you both for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, rebel stars and bars, Confederate battle flag, whatever you want to call it, big deal or not? Deborah, you first. Should it continue to roll across the country, coming down state by state by state, or do you think this is just, you know, just more talk?
I'm going to borrow a phrase that Joe Madison, the Black Eagle, used to say when things like this came up. It's a distraction.
You think so?
Well, yeah. I mean, I did a little bit of research today when I found out I was going to be on. If we're going to take the flag, the Confederate flag down, or the similar symbolism on other state flags that harken back to the Civil War and the years and centuries before that, then I fear D.C. is going to be obliterated.
Why do you say that?
We can't use the word Washington in district to talk about the nation's capital because the first president owned slaves. We've got more war memorials and more forts in this city than Carter has little liver pills. You can't go anywhere, any ward, wealthy, poor, in between, and not run into one of the circle across the National Park Service memorials. Horseback on some are on horseback, some aren't, and run into that sort of symbolism. I'm scared that we're going to lose sight of what the focus should be, not only in Charleston, but throughout the state of California, and that's the law and order and the justice system. We had a man go into a house of worship with a gun and killed 9 people. That's where we need to focus our primary energy.
George, same thing. Is this about history or is it about hate?
Look, I couldn't disagree with my friend Deborah more. This is it's about hate and it's about history. And I think what you see is this massacre has been able to do something that nothing else has been able to do now. You see the governor who had taken a different point of view in South Carolina, the governor of my state, Alabama, volunteering to do this. And so I think it's a landmark issue. I don't think they should stop there. We should not, you know, all these streets we have named after these Confederate generals, black high schools in Alabama named after Robert E. Lee and the rest of these crooks. These are traitors. We should have no memorials of the traitors.
But and this is why I asked, though, Deborah, about the history versus the hate symbol, because there are a few black people, and I say few because I saw one on the internet today. but there were a few black people that would disagree that the Confederate battle flag is also a symbol of hate, but also it is part of history, and so I would venture to say it doesn't need to fly on state government property. It belongs in a museum, just like we have seen the swastika over here at the Holocaust Museum. Yeah, we see that Nazi symbol.
We see it in other places too.
Well, we do. But what I'm saying is that here we don't see it on state grounds, and it should be if anywhere in a museum so that we do not forget what it symbolized.
But you do forget it in a museum. When it's only in a museum, you forget. If you don't go to the museum,
that's true too.
You do not see it. Here's the thing. That flag did not kill those kill the pastor and those other eight people at that church. The flag didn't walk up the steps, go in the door, sit down with black parishioners, and then after sitting there, worshiping or not, because I said in my column the other day, I sure hope he prayed before he pulled that trigger. Because you don't want to walk up to the pearly gates with something like that on your resume. So
I don't know if that'll help him.
At least it's an admission.
And there's a debate as to whether or not he'd get to the pearly gates or anything.
Well,
let me take a phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Mike calling from Southeast D.C. What's on your mind?
First of all, thank you for taking my call.
Sure
my
thing.
My heart and prayers go out to the families. You know, to everybody that lost their lives in that horrific incident. And I agree that, you know, the flag needs to come down also, because that is a symbol of hatred. And, you know, it just reminds of so much racism that still exists with, you know, that still goes on, you know, in this country. But the sad thing about all of this is that I wish what everything seemed like being thrown at the African-American community, that this should be a wake-up call for us to stop the violence in our own neighborhood. Over the weekend, it's been so much killing. And that's the one thing that I was hoping that, you know, I mean, just with this mourning that the country is going through right now with the loss of these beautiful people. And, you know, I was just hoping that at least the gang members will at least have a truth and say, look, let's not kill each other for a few days. Let's let these family to mourn a little bit. And the one thing that really got to me was the killing a couple of weeks ago by this black female reporter that
they
used to, you know, deposit side of Southeast. And this was a woman that a thug used as a shield.
Yeah. Mike, I don't want to get off point. I appreciate your phone call. George, your thoughts about this ongoing flag situation. Yeah. Go ahead.
I don't want to get off topic either. Yeah. Look, it's not so much the flag, it's what the flag represents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's not forget what the Civil War was about. It was about the fighting was because they want to keep us enslaved, and they didn't want anybody to object to that. And so they want. I mean, this South Carolina is a battleground. This is where the first shot was.
Mm-hmm.
And so the symbol is important. It's a symbol of hatred. It is a symbol of oppression, and it should come down, but it shouldn't stop there.
Right.
Now, Rick, are we saying also that racism and hatred are the same things? Because I don't think they are.
I think this represents both. The flag represents.
The flag represents. They didn't.
I think I would say in this case, yes, but no, I agree. Racism and hatred are not the same thing, but I believe that this flag represents racism. It also represents hatred. It represents oppression. It is also, yes, it is a part of an extremely uncomfortable history. And perhaps that is arguably, some would say, that's where it remains. I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Sid in Virginia. We're going to talk to David in Riverdale. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're at the Reporters Roundtable. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're at the Reporters Roundtable with Deborah Simmons of The Washington Times and George Curry, editor-in-chief of the National Newspaper Publishers Association. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Make your comments quick. Got a lot to talk about. Tiffany calling from Maryland. Go right ahead.
Hi, how are you doing?
Sure. How are you?
I'm good. I was listening to the show, and I heard the comment about racism and hatred not being the same thing, but, you know, I disagree. I feel that prejudice is probably a little bit on the lighter side of things, whereas you can prejudge. but if somebody's a racist, it's automatically, you know, some sort of hatred and with connotation with that.
Okay. Thank you so much, Tiffany. I appreciate your phone call. Sid, calling from Virginia. What's on your mind?
Hey, Harold. Thank you. Two quick things. I got to point out Sally Jenkins, Washington Post writer. I think she wrote an article, a great article yesterday. Check that out. Second thing is that the swastika was originated from India, and I think along the way, the Hitler, you know, the Nazi adopted it, and no one remembers that. And I think we got to go back and read the history about the swastika symbol, too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, you're 100% you know correct in that. But you know, here's the problem. Even with that same kind of history, if you were to see it painted on the side of a building, even if you knew the history, it's highly unlikely that you would assume that this was you know an ancient East Indian religious symbol. One would probably automatically assume that it would be a symbol of the Nazis. But certainly, you make the point, Sid. Thank you so much. David, calling from Riverdale, what's on your mind?
How you doing, family?
Doing just fine.
That flag, it doesn't bother me. And I had a white guy ask me this question earlier today. But make a long story short, to me, you may as well get rid of the American flag. That doesn't represent me. And you can see on TV, many countries burn out flags because it just they know what's up.
Hmm.
Nobody's a free man here as far as I'm concerned. You're either on the government's eye or somebody's watching you. And if you're a racist, you're a racist. You can hide on any flag you want to.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, David. Let's go to D, calling from D.C. D, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you very much.
Sure.
You know, I think we got to be very aware now. The time for timidity is over. This was a wake-up call. And we do need an agenda. We need an agenda to attack their symbols and their statues. We need an agenda to attack the right-wing radio hosts who are creating this climate of hatred. We need an agenda to fight these supremacist groups. There are 850 documented white supremacist groups in the United States of America, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. And we're sitting around oblivious to these things. So it is a wake-up call. It is time to get rid of the timidity. The flags have to go. The statues have to go. The roads have to be named after different people.
Okay, thank you so much. Want to talk about something different real quick, but if you still want to talk about the Confederate flag issue, please stay on. Got a couple of issues, and this one I definitely want to get to before we take a break. Many of you heard this. Listen closely.
We're not cured of it.
Racism.
We are not cured of.
Clearly.
And it's not just a matter of it not being polite to say nigger in public. That's not the measure of whether racism still exists or not.
President Obama, in his first podcast using the N-word, a lot of people talking about that this week. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about that. We're going to continue the conversation about the Confederate flag. Going to talk about Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, cancer diagnosis, and of course, the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. All of that coming your way. So if you're on the phone, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines remain open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. The Reporters Roundtable continues on Sirius XM Channel 141.